This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, man, I would so much prefer seeing these sexy beasts,
then check us out on YouTube
at Sex Talk with My Mom.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
You are very sexy. I'd love to be on my knees sucking you off. Have a great day, Kim.
Someone wanted to suck you off.
Yep. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poter.
And I'm Karen Lee Poter, his mother.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
This is going to come out far after Mother's Day, but we did have a wonderful Mother's Day experience, and you are the best mood around.
Oh, thank you. You made it very special. I love Mother's Day. It is definitely my favorite day of the year. I think it's better than birthdays.
It's better than your birthday?
Yeah.
Or all just birthdays in general, like my birth. It's your Mother's Day is
better than my birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's Mother's Day.
Because it's celebrating you and not me.
Exactly. Celebrating the mother and me.
You are the mother to all.
I am mother to all the little listeners here that we call the sneaky freaks. I'm the mother sneaky freak.
The mother sneaky freak. Well, mother sneaky freak, you know, we had an interesting time.
Why are you wearing sunglasses?
I wanted to spice things up today.
So we're recording for YouTube right now. So if you want to see Cam looking really special, I don't know where he came up with this outfit. He's wearing sunglasses with a backwards beanie.
The sunglasses come from my friend. My friend attended a wedding and he gave me these glasses.
All right. So they're freebie sunglasses that for some reason you're trying to look cool wearing them today indoors. And then you're wearing Ibiza one, like you're a basketball player or something.
A basketball jersey from Ibiza.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's not even NBA. It's a knockoff NBA jersey.
It's a knockoff NBA.
Yeah, I thought I would look cool today.
You're looking special.
What do you mean special?
Especially cool.
Especially hot?
I don't know if you're hot, but...
Oh, I'm hot.
But you're wearing sunglasses indoors, trying to look like Robert De Niro. Anyway... Let's get on with our show today.
All right, folks.
Welcome, Sneaky Freaks.
Welcome to the new Sneaky Freaks. If you're just joining us, we start with a segment called the Sneaky Freak Question of the Week. And if you're curious, who are those sneaky freaks? It's you.
It's you. You're the listener. And
you're the listener sitting there with those earbuds in. Maybe you're at work and you're just listening to a mom and a son chit-chat about sex all day long.
And you have got to join us next time. You know how you do it.
How do you do that?
They text us on a special text line that we have.
You can text us at 310-356-3920. That's our text line. Give us a little text and we'll send you this weekly question. This week's question is, drum roll, please. You want to go?
No, you go.
If you listen to this week's episode, then you know that Cam unconsciously searches Instagram for booty pics. That is true. It just dawned on me the other night. I'm scrolling through the fucking newsfeed, and I don't know what I'm looking for. What are you looking for?
I knew you were going to ask me this.
Well, okay, so that is the question. Our question to you is: what are you secretly scrolling your social media to find? What are you scrolling to find, Mother?
Well, I'm usually looking for things that have to do with my thyroid.
No. That's what you want. You want like the kernel, you know, because there's something we're searching for something unconsciously. Like we're going through.
It's not unconscious when you're looking for girl pictures, Cam.
No. I'm not looking for girl pictures, but I'm going through and I know there's going to be something that gives me a bigger dopamine hit than the rest of the, like my friend's fucking, you know,
granddaughter or something.
Her 2-year-old kid fucking, I don't give a fuck. What do I care about the little kid learning how to teeth?
Well, I'm not going to send you any pictures when someone in our family has a baby.
Don't. I don't give a fuck. It is nice to see, honestly. It's nice to see the baby resembles the parents, but it's not going to give me the dopamine hit. The dopamine hit is going to come from a beautifully shaped ass that I end up seeing by accident.
By accident.
Yeah, so I just roll around.
Can I just reframe what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I'm a horny asshole.
Yeah, you're horny. It's late at night. You're looking for booty.
Not even late at night. It could be morning, afternoon. It could be any time during the day, work day.
You're looking for booty. And you expect me to say what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
I, on occasion, will find like an old guy that I used to date, and I'll check out like what's he doing now?
What do you want to know about that guy?
I'm just curious.
You're curious.
Is he still single? Is he married? Is he...
What is it about that experience,
though?
Does
he have a dog? I mean...
You care if the guy has a dog?
No,
an
really
ex-lover
don't.
Has a dog?
I'm just curious as to what they're doing. Occasionally, my finger will slip and...
Isn't that amazing?
Start scrolling into... seeing what's out there.
You when you post on Instagram or something, you can see who's watching your stories or whatever.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yeah, of course. You know who's watching your stories.
No, but I'm talking, if I'm like searching for an old boy that I used to date, I'm not looking.
They don't see your searches.
How do you know that?
I know that.
I saw something on TikTok that you can find out who's watching your TikToks.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Look at you. You're up on it.
I'm up on the TikTok.
But anyway, I'm just saying it is very evident when you post on social media and then you can see who watches it. Your eyes go to, oh, I used to hook up with that person. They're still checking out my stories. Or I have a crush on this person. They're still checking out my stories. That's all we're thinking.
I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's like the same time
No one's talking about it.
Oh, we're talking about it.
We're talking about it here. Open up the conversation, you sneaky fucking freak.
So this was definitely brought to you by Cam.
I'm curious.
He wants to justify why.
I'm not justifying.
Yeah, you're justifying.
I'm curious about the world. I want to know what are other people wasting their time searching for on social media? What are they searching for?
Well, let's just see. The first person on our list here is Tom, the elder statesman, who is actually older than me, if that's possible.
And surprisingly, he says, I don't do social media, but if I see a beautiful woman in a movie, I'll often search to find any nude pic.
Well, Tom. He took it to a different level there.
Tom.
He just took it to a stalking level. I mean,
yeah, he's looking for the nudes of any of the actresses that he's checking out in movies.
I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like hostility from fans. Like guys that were like, this one guy writes, I've been following you for 3 years and waiting for your answer as to what, and he goes into this whole dissertation. I'm like, since when do I owe him anything? Because he's been following me for 3 years.
Can I ask you something?
What?
How does this relate to anything we've been discussing?
I'm just saying that when we're talking about scrolling, he scrolled into my email and comments or whatever.
We're going to make a name for this when you do this.
Derailing Karen?
It's called the derailing. You're derailing. Yeah. What do we call this?
I don't know, I thought I'd share something else.
Maybe it's called running. We call it running train. You're derailing the train, something like that. What are you looking for?
That piece of paper that I printed out.
It's probably underneath your other papers.
Nope, it's not. Oh, yes, it is. You're right. Okay. So this was on...
Is this a derail?
I'm derailing.
Are you running train again?
Yes, this was...
Yes.
This was your sister's text chain with a friend of hers. Jess, this person says, that's my daughter. I was listening to old Howard Stern stuff and just heard your mom on A Hard Look. How random. Also, yes, I'm that deep into Howard. So your sister says something and then she said, so funny. I'm like, wait, that can't be. Yes, it is.
Mom?
I derailed?
Extreme derailing. Why? What does that have anything to do with the sneaky free question of the week or Tom's response?
This person obviously was deep diving into Howard Stern and found me.
So you think that they were secretly scrolling through Howard Stern to find you?
No, I think it was just an accident.
Mom. give me something. It's like having a conversation with someone who is speaking a foreign language.
Let's move on. You're obviously not appreciative of any of the extras, the little extra bits I give you. So
you're giving extra bits. You're sprinkling shit all over our conversation right now.
All right. Well, you just want to get to the point. You just want to be validated that you're not the only one.
I'm not looking for validation. In fact, I'm looking for unique answers, and we got a bunch.
I would like to ask Joseph, our videographer, what he scrolls for on social media.
Joseph, do you want to admit to what you're scrolling for on social media?
Clients.
He's looking for money is what he's looking for.
All business.
Money is actually not a bad, like business tips, I'd scroll for that. How to pick up women, another thing I'd scroll for sometimes.
Now, that bothers me.
Why?
The pickup guys.
Why? It might be pick up women.
Because people are getting influenced by that and thinking that's the way to go. And they're usually wrong.
We're looking for answers. We're looking for answers. Like, how do we get laid? In Joseph's case, how do we get more money?
We interviewed a guy. Mm. And what did he say? Vince Calvin?
What?
You should do negging.
No, he's nonsense.
That's a pickup artist thing.
No, I don't even think he talked about negging in our
show.
Well,
in the past, other pickup artists have talked about negging.
All right, Mom.
So what I'm saying is you don't get your knowledge from all the social media.
You literally are getting your thyroid medical regimen from TikTok.
Yes, so?
What do you mean, yes, so? Those are pills that you put in your fucking body.
I didn't get it from TikTok. I got it from an accredited doctor.
You're constantly looking up TikTok thyroid medications.
I am.
You literally
the
told
authority.
Me you were trying to get a sponsorship from one of these.
I think we should get sponsored.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's what I'm doing.
All right.
I'm sneaking into the thyroid doctor's DMs.
Could we talk about Claire?
Yeah.
Claire says, good question. I always take notice when someone posts something that hints at a change in relationship status.
That's what I was talking about.
Especially if it's someone I've dated before or had a crush on. For example, a high school friend has recently suddenly become much more active on social media, posting pictures of activities and traveling with his friends. None with his ex girlfriend.
Aha.
I'm like, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Now, she's not even saying that she wants to date them. She just wants to find out if they're in a better position than she is per se.
You don't think that she's secretly saying maybe there's a thing here, maybe.
Well, if it didn't work the first time.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Probably not going to work.
What about the ones that she has a crush on, though?
That she never acted
on. Or she had a crush on.
I mean, you have a friend who found their high school crush and ended up moving away to be with that person.
What?
You do. You have a friend.
Who are we talking about?
Your friend who was moving to New York to be with a friend, to be with a relationship. What are you having problems with?
Oh, I forgot about that guy. He's not from high school.
He met his girlfriend in high school
and had
a crush on her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And probably slid into her DMs, and that's how they probably got together.
Well, they just kept in touch. But
are you at all stalking any? I don't want to say stalking because it has negative connotations. Are you searching on social media for any ex-girlfriends or any even
exes? No.
How about cruise ship girls that you once?
Cruise ship girl. There are some girls that I met recently that I'm more prone to searching for. Yeah.
I mean, you even found like some obscure one.
What?
You told me, you told all our Sneaky Freak listeners about it.
What obscure?
Well, she was seen in a picture with a group of
people.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a stalking.
You stalked.
And she looks at all my stories now.
She stalks you. It's mutual stalking.
It's a mutual stalking.
Well, maybe
I don't understand that. Why don't we just go out on a date? Why are we stalking each other?
Because you're the one who's stalking instead of taking the
I already asked her out. I asked her out 3 or 4 times.
What happened?
None. She'd just rather look at my story. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. What do you think that is?
I don't know what that is. Anyway, let's keep moving on.
Okay.
Jerry says, I'm doom scrolling for connection and all I get are thirst traps. Okay, what do you think that means?
Doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling is when you're scrolling for like, you know.
You want something bad to happen to someone?
No, it's like watching the news. You're looking for shit, like wild, dramatic information to occupy your mind.
That's
doom scrolling. Like you're like the end of days are coming.
You taught me a new term.
Jerry taught you doom scrolling.
How do you know that was, did you look it up to verify what it means?
I've heard of doom scrolling, but he's doom scrolling for connection. That's the question. What, how,
like
I don't know if
that
makes.
Like if you see that there's a natural disaster, like There's an earthquake. He's looking for people.
Let's get a real definition of doom scrolling. Yeah, let me turn this.
So while you're doom scrolling,
all he gets are thirst traps. You know,
you like thirst traps.
Yeah. What's the big? Why do people put it up there if they think people don't like them? Of course, people like them. Some people like them.
I recently thirst trapped in a video.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 4,000 likes.
Really?
It was just me, like, doing a little dance with a little bathing suit on.
Doom scrolling is the act of spending an excessive amount of time reading large quantities of negative news online.
See, I don't do that.
A 2019 NAS study found that doom scrolling can be linked to a decline in mental and physical health.
And I don't need anything else to contribute to that decline. So no. I don't believe in doom scrolling.
All right. Well, Jerry, I don't know. I think I know what Jerry's talking about.
What, he's looking for natural disasters?
Because I think I'm looking for this when I'm like looking at porn and shit like that. I'm looking for a connection.
Why don't you say it with gusto? I'm looking for porn.
Because I turn on the porn and then I'm like, this is not what I want to see. What I want to see.
You just said you're like looking for booty.
No. Even then, what truly I'm looking for, the booty is just a symbol for connection. It is it's the desire to relate to one another, to another. What the fuck is that look for?
I'm saying it's bullshit.
No, it's true.
That's fucking bullshit.
No, that's exactly what I think what Jerry's getting
looking,
at.
You're looking for a connection?
I'm looking for a connection. I turn on porn and I'm disappointed because I'm looking for...
So you go to Instagram?
I just want to have like video sex with someone at that point. Physical sex would be even better.
Would it?
Yes. But looking at porn is like very low down on the
How do we get to discussing
pole.
Porn? We were just talking about
because
social media.
You know, because the booty pics are kind of just a soft porn. That's what we're looking at right now.
Soft porn, yeah.
That is, right? Well, the booty pics are more intense than looking at like a Maxim magazine as a kid.
I don't
or something
know what
like that.
The hell you're looking at.
What do you mean?
What kind of booty pics are you looking at?
Yeah, girls in fucking bikinis and shit like this.
Well, are they doing some sort of advertising for it?
Maybe
product?
They're advertising a bikini. Maybe they're pretending to do like a sketch or something, but they have to be wearing very scantily clad clothing. You know, you say
I had
this
no
shit.
Idea. At one point, you went off all social media. When did you go back on?
I don't remember. Sometime. Al is looking for big boobed brunettes.
Well, that's very specific.
It is very specific. No mention of booty in that situation. I might be biased.
What does that mean?
I might like booty, you know, and Al is a
booty
boob,
more
a
than
boob man.
Yeah, I think most guys go with the ass.
Nah, who knows? Andrew says, sexy pictures of my wife's female family
oh
members.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, you sneaky little freak. Sexy pics of his wife's female family members.
That's very specific, too.
Wow. That's pretty intense. I wonder how she would feel if she found that out.
We should ask him if he's ever admitted this.
I don't think that... Do you think there's anything wrong with that? I think that's fine.
I mean, I always think fantasies are fine.
It's a fantasy. He can look at whatever. She's putting out booty pictures. Why not?
Would you, like, be comfortable if you found out that...
My wife was looking at Gerald's pictures?
Jeremy's or my pictures or any, I mean.
My wife looking at your pictures would be a little weirder. For some reason, I prefer Gerald's.
You're looking at your brother's booty pictures?
No, my wife would be looking at my brother's booty pictures.
Oh, your wife? Well.
All right. Mark says cake.
Okay.
Cake is
Is that another euphemism for
it's
vulva?
It's a euphemism.
For vulva. You don't need to look that up. I know it's for vulva.
I don't think it's vulva. You think it's vulva?
Yeah, because I had a book called Cake.
What did you start? What is that? Did you start blinking?
I saw a little fly and it came near me. And
cake
I blinked.
In Urban Dictionary is ass or butt.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing, Mark. Same thing.
If we were going to take a poll,
we got Joseph.
Seems so far where it's all about the ass.
Joseph said hairy armpits, LOL.
There is one guy that's always talking about armpits.
Yeah, I think that might be Joseph. Joseph, are you Joseph? Are you really? Oh, goddamn. Okay.
Different Joseph.
Spanky Spank says, a few years ago, my wife came home and surprised me with a charcoal sketch of herself nude. She was at a party and an artist asked if he could draw her. I got it framed and turns me on every time I see it. Ever since, I've been following figure artists and their subjects on the Instagrams. It's a little...
He's got a little niche.
It's a niche. It's a niche.
A little preference.
Would you call that a fetish?
It's a little fetish towards sketches.
I don't know if it's a fetish because it's still like an image of the... Isn't a fetish an inanimate... He's not like masturbating to the sketch. You know what I'm saying?
A fetish is any...
It's an inanimate object
like
or something like that.
Preference, I think.
No. It's a desire for an inanimate object or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Jay says, fun and novelty. I think Cam will share my appreciation for Eggs Tyrone on Instagram. I actually do like Eggs Tyrone.
What is that?
It's a very funny dancing account. Yeah, fun and novelty. I can get behind that.
You seem to be very up on social media these days.
I waste a lot of time. Cassie says, I love to watch dancers and people with muscles. Much love. Cassie, come on over to my Instagram. You get a little both.
Oh, look at you. Dancing with little clown-like outfits on.
Watch it.
What?
You're going to say that you're going to insult my dancing?
No. As a matter of fact, we danced last night, me and your siblings, and I was definitely the worst dancer of the bunch.
What do you mean you and my siblings? I was also the present for this.
I know. You're a better dancer than me and your brother and your sister. I'm declining in my dancing ability.
Well, you need to dance more often, mother. Maybe
dance,
come to a salsa class like I go
like
to.
No one's looking.
The salsa class. Have I shared about my experience going to salsa class
on
here yet?
What happened when you went to the salsa class?
I went to salsa class with a partner, with a girl. It's my friend's girlfriend. She's a friend of mine.
It's fine.
We walk in there, and it's salsa level one. So I'm like, I got this. I've taken salsa before. I could probably be in level two at this point. The class starts. We're a minute into the class. The teacher starts lecturing about... It's because someone said... These moves are pretty advanced. Are we sure this is salsa level one? And the teacher goes off. Oh, salsa level one at this studio is beyond just beginner.
Oh.
If you are looking for beginner, you got to go to salsa for beginners.
So you were shamed.
I was so shamed indirectly that I walked out of the class with my friend. It was a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 moment. I was like, well, should we go? And she goes, yeah. And we bolted.
Good.
The two of us got the fuck out of there. Got a little refund. I drove to the other side of town to get to salsa. Why do they call it salsa level one? They should call salsa for beginners should be salsa level one.
Well,
then salsa level one should be called salsa level two. Don't come here unless you've taken salsa level one.
Your eyes are indicating that you are very infuriated.
I was infuriated, mother. That's a very perceptive of you.
And you are now derailed our conversation again.
Oh, we should have a chalk. We have a scoreboard for amount of derailings that are going on over here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Robert says, duh, but not unconsciously, women. So he's admittedly looking for women.
And you?
Unconsciously.
Why do you say it's unconscious?
Because
it's scrolling. It's obviously conscious.
No, I'm scrolling. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to go and try to find a woman today.
Elaborate. What does that mean?
It's just I'm scrolling. You know, I'm just mindlessly scrolling. And
mindlessly
then,
scrolling. And the only time you stop is when it's a woman with their ass
showing.
I
would stop. I just observe and keep going.
Oh, crap.
Well, yeah, I just sit there and stare. I don't just sit there and stare.
I don't know what the hell you're doing over there.
All right.
Making garbanzo beans. Who knows?
Tom says, TikTok has been showing a lot of labia shadow puppets I'm quite fond of. I was sent a few videos and the algorithm has taken over. Okay.
That's the thing is once you click like, or you flag something, or if you like put it in your favorites, then you get a lot of that kind of stuff sent to you.
Do you know what this labia shadow puppet is?
I'm envisioning exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's probably, you know what a shadow puppet is?
You know, oh my God, someone else wrote about this too. I think this is the same thing. Brian says, looking for lit from behind snatch shots on TikTok. That sounds like it, right?
So this is thirst trapping to the extreme. It's bordering on soft porn.
Brian goes on, they're pretty clear. TikTok doesn't remove them and you can see the lay of the land. If you're not familiar, a woman wears a very thin garment, lights up her snatch from behind, and abracadabra, basically a pussy shot. I've seen lips, strings, and hair. So as
what kind
close
of strings?
To a beaver shot as possible. Not sure why TikTok doesn't delete, but who cares? Wow. What kind of strings is right? People are posting tampon strings in there? Is that what that is?
I don't know, but I got a feeling that if you start going down that rabbit hole, you'll get a lot more of those on your next thing you know, you're going to go, oh, I don't know how this happened.
I'm constantly looking at labia shadow puppets.
I
got to imagine that Tom and Brian are looking at the same thing, labia shadow puppets.
I can't imagine that there's differences.
Labia shadow puppets. Unbelievable. Kylie is looking for large Pacific men, lol, Tongan, Samoan, and Fijian. They are so, so handsome.
Oh.
Very specific.
Like Jason Momoa. Yeah. I hear you.
You hear her?
I hear.
Hammy says, hoping to find that, I'm assuming booty pics, along with fun-ass female, has recently become single and she is within striking distance. All day, son. And I try to judge by people's pictures, well, women's pictures, whether or not they would be into pegging me.
Oh.
Hammy, that's very specific.
Hammy wants to be pegged by these people that have broken up with their significant others.
How do you determine if someone is interested in pegging you?
I think you got to come right out and ask.
You think you come off as someone that would want to peg someone else?
No, I'm not that type.
You don't think you're given that vibe?
No, I'm not given that vibe.
Mr. Bean says he's looking for mass quantities of farm animal pictures and pop rocks. And, of course, the random duck face selfies that makes my penis extremely huge.
Wait a second, duck face selfies.
Yeah, you know that
look. Oh, when women do that? I never understand that.
I don't understand that either. And
I have a friend who did way too much Botox and she always looks like a duck with her lips.
You think Mr. Bean, you know, he maps it on to the like actual ducks and that's what turns him on?
No, I don't think so. I think he likes to cheap.
Well, you did say mass quantities of farm animals and pop rocks.
I think that's what he's into.
So sheep, not ducks.
Exactly.
Okay. We got a few more here. You want me to finish them off?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Robbie is looking for women with short hair, but I don't know how secret it is when Insta starts suggesting the actual hashtags for it.
Short hair?
Short hair. By the way, I just noticed a lot more men responded to this than women.
I think men are more visual. Well, let's get back to Robbie again.
Yeah.
When he's saying short hair, is he talking about short pubic hair?
I don't know.
Just short hair?
I think short hair, because how often are you seeing pubic hair on Instagram?
Oh, you got a good point.
Brendan is looking for hot women, preferably with a good personality as well.
I don't know how you can find that out.
You can determine if someone's got a good personality. Sean says some fleeting sense of intelligent life among the masses. Okay.
I'm into that too.
And let's finish with Lisa, who says she's looking for exes' profiles.
There you go.
This is the second, three for three, the women that responded to this.
And me too.
Well, actually, there were other women. Okay, so, but it's notable. Several have expressed interest in exes' profiles.
Even if you don't want to date them, you just want a little curiosity as what's actually going down.
And she goes on to say, I also do like a good gray sweatpants pic that shows a nice dick print.
Gray? Specific?
Gray.
Great or gray?
Gray. What's going on with the gray dick
print? Is that like a shadow vulva thing too?
Yeah, it could be that is kind of like a shadow vulva thing. That's exactly right.
We are getting a whole education here, Cam.
That's right.
From the Sneaky Freaks.
Thank you to all of you who shared with us those wonderful words, what you're searching for, opened up to us. I know that could be very vulnerable, but we appreciate it.
Oh, very vulnerable. I don't think so.
My friend didn't want to even tell me what he's looking at.
Why? What difference does it make?
He said it was too vulnerable for him. He doesn't want to acknowledge it for himself.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Are you feeling vulnerable when you...
I felt vulnerable when I posted that initial question to Facebook or to Instagram. Yeah, I still went forward. I still did it. Anyway, thank you very much.
I'm very proud of you for being confident enough to open up.
You sneaky freaks, if you'd like to join this wonderful text community, give us a text at 310-356-3920. Mother?
Yes.
I want to acknowledge something. You do a lot of work for this podcast.
Thank you.
One of the things that you do is you select the clips that we're going to push on social media?
Yes, I do.
You do then. And
by the way, then, I have to go through and sift through the hours of footage in order to find the specific
clips. Yeah. And you take the timestamp and then you write a couple words of what the sentence is about, right?
Right. And I sensed you were making fun of me right now.
No, I just wanted to read a list that you had sent to Dale, our editor, and me.
All right. And in all fairness, you know, I had surgery in my right hand, so mm-hmm. I'm not that great at typing. So I don't want to like go into big explanations at what each clip is about. So I usually give like one or two little specific words.
Yeah. Well, let me just, this text was sent to us at one random night and without any explanation whatsoever.
By me?
By you, to me and Dale. Here goes. Episode 441, second half, at 9:30, stud rub, 9:54.
Wait,
normal question mark?
Stud rub is something that I thought would be entertaining and I don't needs no explanation.
Yeah. These are just random words that you started texting us. Okay.
Like I said, I don't want to waste time typing out, you know, paragraphs of what I'm looking for.
12:45, happy ending. 13:09, not hygienic. 14:37, licking balls. 15:52, manipulating balls. 17:38, sensual. 18:20, connection with the person. 23:37, wine and dildos. 27:55, sheep, Mr. Bean. 30:15, mountains and molehills. 33:24, I squirted once. 41:32, anal bleach colors. 46:00, boring. 47:46, bleach anus, question mark?
Why did you choose to read my specific words?
This is an insane thing to just text people at night.
I realize that. My poor editor.
You don't share any context to this whatsoever.
No, I did not. He didn't seem to respond either, though. But you took it and you ran with it.
Well, so I was with my friend having dinner at the time, and I showed him this, and he screenshotted it and sent it to his very conservative friend.
Oh, boy.
I don't think this friend, I don't want to share too much information, but I don't think, let's just say, I don't think he's very involved in the sexual world.
So did he like my clips?
He said, what the hell?
Conservative
friend said, what the hell? A stud rub? Anal bleach colors? What the hell? What are people going to bleach their assholes blue?
Yeah.
Is that what you're suggesting? People are going to bleach their assholes blue?
I think I was suggesting any fluorescent color would be kind of fun too.
Yeah. On the way over here, you were once again pitching your idea for different colored anal bleaches.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Anal dyes.
Well, I then thought about it.
Good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea because you have problems with your anus.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that there might be other people that have problems with their anus. And if you spray in there, it might get infected with some
chemicals. But, I mean, they're already bleaching no matter what.
Who's bleaching their anus?
Anal bleachers.
So those that are bleaching their anus do not care if they're just plain up white or...
Well, that's why I actually think this is a pretty good idea.
Thank you.
You know, some people think anal bleach needs to be pretty bland and boring.
Right.
But you really, it's like hair on your head. You can have blue, pink.
That's right.
You know, turquoise, green, any red. And you can have a redhead, your red ass.
So how would you feel then if you saw some of the like fluorescent green anal opening when you were going down there?
Yeah, I would think it's very artistic, artful, something I would like to get involved with.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ever bleach your anus?
No. Right now, I'm experiencing extreme pain in my anus.
Right now, at this very moment?
Right now, not so much, but I know it hasn't gone away.
If anybody has any help for Cam and his anus, please text us at
310-356-3920. I thought there was one part of our Mother's Day fiesta.
We had a really fun time. We went to a winery.
My mother loves.
Again, another reason I love Mother's Day so much is because
she gets hammered.
I don't necessarily get hammered, but I definitely like to taste different wines.
So we got three bottles of wine
and
a lot of cheese and crackers and
strawberries.
Yeah,
thank you for making it very festive.
And we played, like all families, Chat Sparks, which is the game from Amorous that we love so much to inspire some questions to prompt conversation.
And some of the questions were pretty benign, like, what makes you feel confident?
Right, exactly. What's a compliment that you've remembered?
Yeah, and some of them are very specific sexual questions.
That's exactly right. Like, what is the favorite fantasy that you masturbate to most frequently?
Yeah, your brother wasn't into answering that question.
He was not into that, and I don't blame him. It was funny was that Gerald is probably the most chill about all this, and yet he really doesn't talk about it that much, I'd say, relative to the others. And he got the most sexual questions.
Yeah. Your sister also was not into this.
Well, my sister flat out doesn't enjoy talking about it.
Yeah, she's very open about her hostility towards talking about sex in public.
Yeah, she's not a huge
Which
fan of it.
It's pretty funny considering the fact that that's all we do.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was your day, though, so we decided to go for it.
It spurred quite the conversations.
We also...
I suggest people, if you want to have a good Mother's Day, go to a winery, bring out some sex questions. Like, never have I ever questions, and have fun with the fam.
I also gave you one of my favorite gifts I've ever given anyone.
You did. You gave me a troll.
I gave my mother a troll. By the way, if you guys like trolls, check out Tiff Trolls on Instagram.
I actually deep dove on looking at them.
Isn't it phenomenal, right?
And it comes with a little birth certificate.
A
but
little
I digress.
Adoption certificate.
So, yes, that was a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you for really going all out there.
Why do you like trolls so much? Is it related to the TikTok trolls?
No, nothing to do with the TikTok trolls.
Because I was thinking you own trolls. And you kind of, it's a manifestation of you owning trolls.
When I was
trolls.
A little girl, I had a troll house. And I had little trolls that I would play with.
Those little long-haired trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something whimsical about trolls.
It's so whimsical. I love them. I'm with you. Maybe because I inherited that little
troll house. You inherited
the
love of trolls. Do you have the troll house?
I don't have the troll house, no.
The troll house is in your sister's garage.
Really?
It is somewhere.
Wow.
Don't think of taking that.
I would like to take
it. No, you're not taking it.
Why not?
Because I never know where. I'll never see it again.
You don't even know if it's my sister's garage.
I'm fairly certain it's in her garage.
Okay. All right. What's going on in your life, Mother? Did you want to chat about some tutorial that you did?
A tutorial?
Yeah. You wrote down here, giving tutorial on air pulse.
Oh, one of my friends was telling me that she wasn't a fan of the air pulse stimulator vibrators.
Oh, okay.
And I said, well, you know what you need to do? And this is, without missing a beat, I went and made a video tutorial for her. Not of my body or anything, but just of how you turn on and...
With an
air pulse stimulator, yeah.
What were you doing there?
It was made by the Satisfyer.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you try an air pulse stimulator if you don't have one already. It's the way to go these days.
You can purchase one just by going to our
Love Honey.
You can get 20% off at lovehoney.com using code MOM20, MOM20. Satisfyer makes some of my favorite air pulse simulators. Very, very affordable.
They're very affordable, and they go right on the clit.
Right
and
on
it
the clit.
Stimulates, it simulates.
So what do you think? Why
it simulates oral sex.
Why are people so anti, because this is not the first time I've heard this. Some people love air pulse stimulation.
Right.
Say it's the only thing that can get them off. And then some people are like, I don't like this.
I'm an equal opportunity lender.
You're fine with that. You at one point weren't so excited about
it. You're right.
So, then something switched.
It's sort of like wine. It's an acquired taste.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You have to get into it.
Really?
But once you get into it, it takes all the work out of it.
Oh, you don't need to move at all.
You don't have to do much.
Oh,
just
interesting.
Lay there and stick it on there.
Stick it on there because the inserting things require like your hand to be positioned in a weird position.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah. Well, and it's not as good as using a little tiny bullet vibrator during sex because it's kind of a larger horn-like object.
A horn-like object, but I think it's not usually meant for couples play.
No, it's mostly for singles play, but you can...
Solo play, mother.
Solo play. You can incorporate anything into your sexual script.
It's crazy.
Sex script.
It's insane that I...
Ian Kerner's sex script. What is it? What's crazy?
I'm teaching you about a solo play versus partner play.
You're not teaching me anything.
I'm teaching you like
you didn't teach me anything.
The grasshopper has become the sensei over here.
Oh, the sensei. You're the authority on... You probably are definitely an authority on the sex blankets.
I business update.
This is a segment of our show where Cam talks about his latest business that he still hasn't done. What I've given him, I handed him the key to the best business opportunity ever, which is what? Making your electric toothbrush into a vibrator.
Yeah.
By just switching the heads.
Yeah.
You'll never run out of batteries and you'll always be recharging. And you can even get a minty taste going.
A minty taste. Well, yeah. I'm launching, as you guys know, I've been talking about on the show, I'm launching a sex shop and, you know, designing some products that I thought people would enjoy.
And there's a lot of people that don't know about us. Cam is opening a sex shop because he came up with this brilliant idea.
What?
About a questionnaire.
Well, this is a whole, these are two different
Different business opportunities. Okay,
but I'm focusing on the sex blanket thing.
Okay.
I'm making sex blankets. It's been requested on the show. It's been requested by podcasters. And so might as well, right?
Every time I talk to someone, they're like, oh, it's so messy. I don't want to try squirting because it's messy.
I don't want to sleep on the wet spot.
Yeah. You know what? One of my friends asked me for a sex blanket because she said someone had squirted.
Yeah. So I'm making them. And we're in the process now of the branding. So I'm coming up with the names.
I came up with a great name.
What was it?
Both my boyfriend and I came up with it. It was called Fuck Blanket.
The Fuck Blanket.
Yeah, I think that's a great name.
It gives you right to the point. It was a top contender, the Fuck Blanket.
I still like it.
You want me to read a few of the others?
Yes.
The Comforter.
The Comforter. That's a good one.
You like that? Hanky Blanky.
Hanky Blanky's adorable.
The Schmata.
Schmata, that's a Yiddish word for rag.
Mars Blanket.
I don't get that.
Cum Quilt.
Can we go back to Mars Blanket? What does that mean?
He said something random like Mars Blanket. That was a clown friend suggesting that.
Tell the clown friend to stick to clowning.
Cum Quilt.
Cum Quilt is good.
Hanky Panky Blanky.
It's a mouthful.
Whoopie Whoopie. I thought of you with that one.
The Whoopie?
The Whoopie Whoopie.
Whoopie. No.
Whoopie Whoopie.
That's too weird.
The Lover Cover.
Oh, I like the Lover Cover. The Lover Cover is pretty good.
How about the Under Lover Cover?
It's a little much.
The Lover Cover you
like? The Lover Cover. That's a great one. Why aren't you doing that one?
The Splash Pad?
Splash Pad.
The Skeet Sheet. That was recommended by the blue-haired girl, our dear friend, Captain Megan.
Skeet meaning what?
Skeet is jizz.
Oh.
Jizz sheet.
And how about the FDC blanket?
Fucking dried cum?
Yes.
That is actually pretty good.
It is good. I can't believe it just came to me.
And then my soon-to-be brother-in-law suggested the eunuch tunic.
I don't even understand what he's talking about.
Well,
how did he come up with eunuch tunic?
We got many, many more responses. I was blown away by the amount of people that responded.
I already forgot the one I came up with. That was the best one.
The Lover Cover?
Yeah.
You literally did not come up with that.
FDC blanket.
FDC. Okay. You want to hear the final one?
I like the Fuck Blanket. It's the fuck blanket, to the point.
We're not going to be able to make a TikTok video to even advertise the
Fuck
Blanket.
Of course you could.
The Fuck Blanket?
Just put a little XX, you know.
How are people going to search for the Fuck Blanket?
You just search for F, like, asterisk, asterisk, K, blanket. No, I wrote a book called Fuck Games Day Cougars. It didn't stop me from getting on the Amazon wish list.
You think I should still? All right, well, it's still a contender, but I'm really thinking the final one that we got, the O-Throw.
The O-Throw is pretty good.
You liked it?
Yeah.
The O-Throw?
Anyway. I like the O-Throw, but I really like the Fuck It Blanket.
Wait, you just changed to the Fuck It Blanket.
The Fuck Blanket.
You really like the Fuck Blanket.
I think there's nothing left to the imagination there. You know, you don't have to work to try to figure out what it is. It's very specific. You fuck on it and it's a blanket.
I'm going
to
put it on a survey to find out if people prefer the Fuck Blanket.
Let the sneaky freaks
We got to figure out if we'll even be able to advertise the Fuck Blanket.
Well, sneaky freaks, if you guys like that idea, weigh in.
Give us a text. The Fuck Blanket versus the O-Throw.
There you go. The top contenders.
Top contenders.
Or FDC.
The Lover Cover is also a contender.
I love the Lover Cover. Joseph, you have a choice.
What do
you
think?
We got the Fuck Blanket.
The Bible covers.
Okay.
Or I don't think it's going to give them people understanding what they're about to jizz on, but
the New Testament. Okay.
Mother, we had a couple hit on or shit ons over here.
Oh yes, we did. Hit on or shit on.
Did you want to go into this beautiful segment where we take your comments? wherever you leave them and determine if they're a hit on or a shit on?
Yes. I got a message that said, I like to drink my own urine and masturbate with it. My wife lets me pee on her pussy every morning. Can I do a podcast with you guys on the phone as a guest?
Oh my God.
So is that a hit on or a shit on?
You know,
or is this something just to shock us?
I think he, I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe he does like to
drink his own urine
and masturbate with it. It sounds a little messy. He might be a good contender for the fuck blanket.
It doesn't sound like he needs the piss blanket. I mean, there's a lot of pissing going on there. Your wife lets me pee on her.
It's waterproof. So, you know, this might be actually perfect for this guy.
Where do you think he is when the wife is letting him pee on him? Her.
Maybe outside.
Outside of the home? Or
on the patio or something?
So they go out every morning. Every morning she wakes up and he decides.
Why do you think every morning
it says wife lets me pee on her pussy every morning?
Oh, wow.
That's very specific. And I'd like to say that, you know.
He wants to do it.
Whatever floats his boat. But I mean, that is a messy, messy thing going on.
So maybe this is a hit on.
And can you imagine if it is their bed, what it smells like in that room?
Stinky.
It's got to smell like a urinal.
Yeah. Urinal.
There's no way you can make that smell any better if you're peeing every morning on your wife's pussy, unless she's in the bathtub.
So
can you imagine I would be with my boyfriend. I get up and I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. I'm going to lay down in the bathtub and you just pee all over my pussy.
Pretty intense. He also, this person, it must be the same person that emailed or submitted a comment to our website.
What was that?
I previously was subscribed to your text line, but I texted stop now. I regret that. I want to receive text and resubscribe. How do I do that? No, once you leave us, you're out. Just because you realize it would be fun to come on the show and talk about your little piss play, you're out, bro. You're done.
Or just come up with a new email address. That wouldn't be too difficult either.
Yeah, that would be very easy for you to get back on the text line if you wanted to. 310-356-3920. We got another comment here.
Yes.
I received a direct message, actually. Someone slid in by the name of Sean, said, I assume you hear this a lot, but you are very sexy. I'd love to be on my knees sucking you off. Have a great day, Cam.
Oh, I guess that's a hit on.
That's a hit on if I ever heard one.
Someone wanted to suck you off.
Yep. Unfortunately, I'm not.
You don't swing in that direction?
I'm not so open to dudes, but I appreciate the thought. It was a very strong hit on. But thank you very much for that hit on. It boosts my ego.
You don't care who it is. As long as they have a fantasy of you, it doesn't matter.
It's very kind. Thank you for sharing it. And may your days be filled with dick sucking, I guess, if you like. That's what floats your boat. All right. That's our segment of Hit on or Shit on. Is it time for
Mom's News?
Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News is a segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info. What do we got this week, Mother?
Of course. Groundbreaking news.
What's that?
Martha Stewart was photographed in the Dominican Republic. She's 81 years old by famed photographer Ruben Affendendor. And the other three cover models this year are Megan Fox, Kim Petras, and Brooks Nader. But an 81-year-old Stewart has become the oldest cover model in Sports Illustrated swimsuits history. I am loving that.
You love that Martha Stewart was Sports Illustrated swimsuits.
At 81.
Swimsuits. Have you seen the picture?
Have I seen the picture? I put up a split screen of me and her wearing a red bikini.
It's the same thing?
We're both wearing red bathing suits.
I got to pull this up. We got to see
on
this.
On TikTok.
You love it? She looking good?
She's looking amazing. And she says, this is what she says. I'm still going to Pilates every other day because it's so great. And she didn't starve herself for the photo shoot, but prepared for the cover by avoiding bread and pasta in addition to working out during the lead up to her show.
It's a tasteful picture of her.
It's tasteful. They're all great. She's amazing.
81.
81 years old.
Wow,
if
a lot
I
people
look
don't
like
even
her,
live to that age.
Exactly. And she's a swimsuit model. She said, I live a clean life anyway. Good diet, good exercise, and healthy skincare and all that. And then there was someone else. Padma Lakshmi, 52, who was also appear in the pages of this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I commend Sports Illustrated for not just putting the youngsters on there. Because you know what? Everybody wears bathing suits. Why would you become unattractive at a certain age?
Completely agree. I hope that people are photographing both of us at 81 in our swimsuits.
I would love it. That's why I do what I do. And so I put my picture next to her picture on TikTok, and it's been doing very well in the polls.
In the polls? What do you mean in the polls? Like people are about to vote?
Yeah, people are voting.
Are people voting who wore better or some shit like that?
No.
You just said, look at us.
I just said, look at this. For me, I put 64, and then for her, I put 81, and then 64, 81, and yep.
It's lovely.
It's what I'm talking about. You're never too old. There's no expiration date on sexy.
No, there's not. Really. Thank you
for that. Sexy has no expiration date, as evidenced by Martha freaking Stewart.
That's a wonderful little nugget of wisdom you just dropped.
Well, Padma said, my thighs may have been leaner and my boobs were probably slightly higher in earlier parts of my life, but I have never felt better about myself. Isn't that wonderful?
It's really nice. Very nice.
Don't tell me what time it is. Is it?
It's the time of the show that you all have been waiting for.
You've been trying to suck off Cam.
The time of the show that makes you want to get on your knees. It's Cam's Uppers.
Cam's Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers, the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart, something that my mother typically finds
kind of nerdy.
Kind of nerdy?
Yeah.
Why nerdy?
I don't know.
Or?
Sexy.
Sexy.
Do you share some sexy stuff?
I do. Or
boring.
It's Cam's Uppers.
Yep.
You know.
Here it comes.
No, I thought it was important to share what we did yesterday.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I think you should share.
Because, okay, so yesterday was the anniversary of my father's death. We call it appropriately D-Day.
D-Day. It's been 17 years since he died.
We reflected on him. So basically, I wanted to share what we do because it might help people that have gone through a death.
You should have brought this up earlier in the podcast.
Why?
So people didn't have to listen to the whole podcast.
What are you talking about? Everyone listens to the whole podcast to get to this point.
Okay. Of course they do because it's Cam's Uppers.
It's Cam's Uppers. That's why we savor the best for last. So basically what happens is that in order to honor my deceased father, my brother, sister, and mother come over. It was in my place yesterday. It could be at someone else's place. And we
essentially celebrate his life.
We celebrate his life by sharing stories that we remembered about him and reading letters that he wrote to us at camp or dive logs that he wrote while scuba diving or anything. We watch videos or see pictures of him. These are things that we do to remember him.
Why do you think that is?
It's an active remembering.
And not only that, but he was literally the funniest person I think any of us knew.
Yeah. So yesterday we actually even danced like him.
Yeah, we danced like him and we read letters that he wrote that were just completely irreverent. And most parents would never write what he wrote to you guys when you were little kids at overnight camp.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it really is an invoking of his spirit into the room, which is it's a wild thing to hear someone's voice doing that. So and then at the end of it, we share something like that, an attribute of him that we miss or that we'd like to carry forward in our own lives. And I think that doing this ceremony every year, we light a candle as well, say a Jewish prayer. You don't need to say the Jewish prayer. But if you have someone that has passed away, it is very nice to honor them. And it might be confusing as to how to honor them. And if you want inspiration, that could be a nice thing to do.
I'm wondering why we don't actually do this about anybody else, like my father or my friends that passed away.
We could.
I mean, might be doing one every day of the year.
Yeah, I know. It's a pretty intense experience.
Well,
but if you can share it with someone, it's very helpful because you start remembering
all the funny things.
Yeah, different parts of the person's personality, things that stuck out to you.
What if you had a dad that wasn't funny, though?
Then there's still something to be cherished about the experience of growing up with this person. Mm-hmm. I mean, it also is just a lovely time to spend time with my siblings and you. And I discovered the teacher's name who used to babysit us that
I'm glad you brought this up.
Who walked in on me masturbating.
I never knew about this. You apparently said you've mentioned this on the podcast,
yes.
But Sneaky Freaks, if you remember hearing this, let me know because I don't ever remember him sharing this story, but please do regale us with the story now.
Well, I was watching AOL.
How old were you when you were watching AOL?
Maybe, probably third grade. What is that, 8 or 9?
Yep.
Yeah, I was on AOL looking at a profile, an AOL profile.
What is that? So this brings us right back to scrolling down social media.
Exactly. You're right. And it started with a woman in leather, like latex leather.
That's what got you off?
I got very excited about that. I didn't know what was going on. My dick was getting hard.
But before that,
what?
You were watching a soap opera with me once when you were like 6 years old.
Well, I don't remember that.
And I remember you.
I blocked that one out.
You were watching a man and woman on a soap opera, all my children kissing.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you started shouting at me, my penis hurts, Mom. My penis hurts.
Well, I'm not remembering that situation. What I'm remembering is at the age of 8, when I was looking at this AOL profile and kind of rubbing my dick vigorously, I didn't even know how to masturbate.
Were you wearing clothes or were you just in your underwear?
I probably was over the pants, maybe. Or a little OTPHJ.
Oh, over the pants?
Over the pants hand job. And fucking Miss Machin walks in.
I
didn't remember the name of this teacher, but she taught it at our middle school. And I think that was the only time our elementary school.
She walked in. Babe, do you think she knew what was going on?
How do you not? There's a little kid looking at a girl on latex leather, rubbing his dick like it's about to, like he's trying to get something out of his pants. Yeah, she knew what was going on. She walked the fuck out.
She walked the fuck out.
Yeah.
As opposed to when your brother was looking at porn on the internet and the babysitter came over and told me to go take a look in the basement because your brother's watching Dancing Naked Ladies.
Yeah. So these are the types of conversations that come out on D-Day, the day that you celebrate the death.
At least in our family.
At least in our family. So I'd recommend this to anyone who's gone through a loss. It's very nice.
Agreed.
Okay, so Cam's Uppers, not so bad.
Cam's Uppers was tremendous today.
Thank you, Mother. Okay, do you want to do a little singing?
Well, before we sing, I'd like to recommend that people join us on Patreon. We always wait till the end to talk about it, but Patreon is our family, and we have been having the most fun Zoom sessions.
It's true. The family's expanding because a lot of people are having children.
Yep. We've had two pregnancies.
We're waiting on one
birth
to pop out.
Yeah. But we've seen people over the years really, you know, go through the motions.
Yeah, people lose jobs, get jobs.
Move residences, change pets.
Change cars. It's an amazing thing.
And it's a way that you guys can connect with us. So join us on patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. And join our little Sneaky Freak Hangouts, which we do once a month. But more importantly, just join our family.
Also, if you're on Spotify, do us a huge favor, rate our podcast on Spotify because it's really hard to find us on Spotify and I keep emailing them and they keep saying, oh, it's just because you don't have enough streams on Spotify. So you come up lower in the search. So fuck that.
Fuck them.
Fuck the Spotify algorithm. Please stream us on Spotify.
Yeah, you guys.
And rate us on there. It would help us out a lot.
Where do they go?
Spotify.
I know, but what did they do to find it?
Search for Sex Talk with My Mom.
Search for it, and then where's the
rating? In the top left corner. It's like
Left corner.
It's like under our icon, under the.
Maybe that's the problem. Nobody can find where they rate us.
Well, if you just play us, if you play us on Spotify. Anyway, thank you all for supporting us. Thank you for the Sneaky Freaks who are on Patreon for keeping our lights on. You let us record in this beautiful studio. Thank you, Dr. Self Tapes, for this wonderful studio and putting up with us.
And follow us. We put the funny clips that you heard described so eloquently on TikTok and on Instagram. So follow us there because you will not be disappointed. There's the funniest of the funnies.
It's true. And thank you to Dale, our wonderful editor. And with that,
let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the shadow puppets of the vulva trees.
I think it was labias, but
vulva. Was it labia?
It was labia shadow puppets.